and just talk to them.
Yeah, that's right. And when you wanted to back up, I'd go, ho, ho, and they'd back that wagon up any way you wanted it.
Just say it twice.
Yeah, two or three times, I just kept telling.
How about the wagon wheels? How they were put together?
Well, they had spokes on them. You had four wheels to a wagon.
The spokes would go into a hub?
Go into a hub, yeah.
And then what would they hook on to?
There's a piece of steel all the way around.
Was there a piece of wood underneath the
steel? Yeah, understood, yeah.
What did they call that?
Your spokes, they went into the hub up there, and down into the hub, then went on up, and you had a piece of wood curved about 4 or 5 all the way around, and they went in that.
You ever call that a fella? Is that what a fella is? What's a fella or a feller?
A fella, I've seen that with the wagon. It's been so doggone long.
Should be a tire on the outside made of steel.
Yeah, a tire. Then this piece of wood was inside. Then they put it in there. Tire went on tight, you see. And sometimes they'd get dry, get old. You'd have to shrink them, take them off, take them to blacksmith shop and shrink them, you see.
How do you keep the wagon wheel from squeaking?
Grease them. Two or three times a week.
Is that often? Yeah. What did you use?
I had axle grease. Boys, but a barrel.
What was that? Was it pretty heavy grease?
It was heavy grease, yeah. Fresh before that now. I remember when I was a kid back home, you used tar.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I remember my granddad had a gin that used horses on it, mules, pulled it around, going around. Horse gin.
To get back to this axle grease, what was it, what do you suppose it was made out of?
Just like it is now. You can still get it.
Still get the
axle grease, yeah.
It's an oil product?
It's an oil product.
And you say you had a Pierce Arrow truck?
Yeah.
What was your first car?
First big car we had was a Colt, had a little old Ford, first.
Did you?
Yeah.
About how long ago was that?
I'll tell you, in 1910, there was two cars in town of Tinica, and a Ms. Best bookkeeper at the oil mill, and a doctor here named had those, and they cranked them on the side.
On the side?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What were they, wheels like on those? Were they made of...
Like they are now. It was wood.
They made the spokes out of...
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Wooden spokes.
And solid tires, or did they have air?
They had air, no. Now that Pierce Air we had, there was on the front now, you had with air in them. You see, and the back tires were double, and they were solid tires.
Solid.
Well, there wasn't no gravel in here then. Mm-hmm. Wasn't number dirt.
When you had air in, did you you didn't have this new kind of tire, I suppose you had...
No, we had an inner tube in it.
And carried the air in there.
Yeah.
Would you describe how the roads have changed?
When I came here, these roads were laid out for the deer, I think, and they just followed the bows around. Now you take going here, going from here to Robertsville, you cross over here, old road, went to Hollywood, hit that break and went on to Indian Creek, and took Indian Creek and went on into Robertsonville. And from Robertsonville, you cross the railroad and went straight across into Banks, to Eudora.
And just dirt road?
That's all, and had mules to pull the grader.
Uh-huh.
And had a man that drove the mules, and had a man then that didn't know if it looked run the machine. Took two men.
And after you got rid of dirt roads, you had
gravel road.
And then what was, how long did you have them?
Well, we put them in 31. We started putting in the concrete.
1931?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever, I noticed four is still concrete.